went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight we continue Cupa Mania. We'll be discussing tomorrow's big U.S. Open Cup match between the Rhinos and Chicago with the head coach of the Fire, Frank Klopas, and the hero of last Tuesday's Rhinos Cup win in Harrisburg, keeper Neil Kitson. We'll also look at the first matches in the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup with U.S. International and Western New York Flash defender Whitney Engen. And now here is the man himself, Joe Sirianni.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and Andrew, nice to be here with you. I think that soccer is really a great place to be nowadays because there's so much of it that it's unbelievable. And so we're looking forward to the game tomorrow for the Rhinos, the women game tomorrow, and all the other things that are happening because soccer is in my blood, and you know, what can I do? I'm not going to cheer for any team because the ones that I really cheer for, they end up losing, like the United States. I was so angry, and I was an age.
Well,
and,
it just goes to show you, Joe, how one change in a lineup can affect everything with the team. When Chirundolo went down with that injury and it caused the coach Bob Bradley to have to make changes, it messed everything up and the U.S. was done. But they dominated that first 20 minutes with Chirundolo in there. They were totally in control of that game, but it just shows you this game could turn on a dime. And 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, that is true. And, you know, in the old days, what they used to do is that every time we went on intermission, the coach always used to say that the first 15 minutes are the most dangerous minutes of a restart, you know, the second half. So, and there goes to prove that the Mexico came out and they were fantastic. I mean, I think not only what I think, but also what's been written about the game and about Coach Bradley. I think the substitution that he made and the change that he made were not the right one to make. So,
and it's too bad because he made some great decisions in the Jamaica match and the Panama match, but unfortunately it's not going to happen this year for the U.S. Mexico will be in the wins the Gold Cup. They go to the Confederations Cup. Now, I need to check with Michael Kammerman because Mexico is also in the Copa America.
Right.
And if they win that or if they finish second to Brazil, who was hosting the Confederations Cup, I wonder if the U.S. could still get a backdoor into that tournament. We'll have to find that out. I didn't have a chance to call Michael Kammerman, the press officer for U.S. men's national team, who is a great friend to our show, by the way. But we'll look into that. We'll let everybody know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/radiosoccer. But Joe, I want to mention before we get into our main part of our show, the Ravens, two draws. They're undefeated in their last three matches. Excellent results for them. 1-1 draws with London and Laval. They will have a huge match coming up this Saturday at 3 p.m. against the Toronto Lady Lynx at Aquinas. Tickets $5. Toronto and Rochester near the top of that division. that is very, very difficult. So definitely check out the Ravens on Saturday. It should be a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
And I think that you got to give credit to the coaches. They recruited good players. They have improved the team tremendously. And, you know, they're playing good soccer.
They certainly are. So congratulations to the Ravens, doing very well. 2-2-2 so far this season. So next up with the Rhinos, of course, we have Tuesday night with the Open Cup against Chicago. Tickets start at $10. You can get them by calling 454-KICK or by going down to the Rhinos office. Then a big weekend with the Rhinos. Celebrate 4th of July with the team. Friday, it's the return of Matthew Delicott to Rochester with the Richmond Kickers, one of the top teams in the league. That's a 7:30 kickoff. And then Sunday, the top team in the league, Orlando City, returns to Rochester for a 7 o'clock kickoff. So this is a big week for the Rhinos, Joe.
It's a big week for us as well, because soccer, it's where can you go and watch all those games and be able to comment on and be able to do the things that we do.
Certainly. So we're waiting on Whitney Engen for tonight's show, talking about the Women's World Cup. Let's give you the results from today. If you didn't watch it, I tell you, England's keepers must have a disease. In the World Cup last year, Joe Hart dropped the ball, let it go through his legs, and the U.S. were able to tie England. Today, keeper Karen Bardsley did the same thing against Mexico. She allowed a goal from Monica Ocampo, and the Tricolores tied the Lionesses 1-1. Good result for Mexico, as England was the favorite in the group. Japan beat New Zealand with the Flash's Allie Riley 2-1. Game pretty much dominated by the Japanese, and the weather really played a factor in that game. Joe, was very hot in Germany, about 90 degrees, which is a little bit unusual for
them. Yeah, I know. But what about the German game? How'd you like the German game?
Well, I tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit to Canada, because they never gave up in that match. And Christine Sinclair has a mark of valor on her face, a broken nose, courtesy of the player they call the Hulk for Germany, one of the defenders. But you see why the Germans are favored, because they are just so deep and they are so physically strong and fast. But the key to their breaking them down is the center of their defense is a little bit weak, and Sinclair and some of the other Canadian players, they had their opportunities. Well, so that's a weakness in the German team.
Well, they hit the post one time, which it could have been a goal, but just to reiterate what you said, I mean, they were pretty physical. Those women were, I want to say big, but with all due respect, but they're good players. Germany was good. They really played very well. And Canada did well, too. I mean, I just, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, I want Canada to win, you know, because of all the connections we got and Sinclair and everything. But, you know, but unfortunately it didn't happen. But Canada has nothing to be ashamed of, because they played pretty well.
Christine Sinclair and Candice Chapman and the former Flash player Kelly Parker all played very well. And we have Al on the phone. Al, how you doing?
Hey, Red Card. Andrew, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Hey, listen, I just want to comment or ask you about yesterday's game. First of all, how can you lose a 2-0 game lead?
Very easily.
When the other team is better than you.
Team. They always pull ahead and then they lose. Didn't that happen in the World Cup as well or something like that?
That was in the Confederations Cup final. They were at 2-0 against Brazil at halftime, and they lost 3-2.
There you go. That's it. That's it. You know, I'm like, do we have our top players playing in the national men's team? That's all my ass I'm curious about. And the other issue is Fox Soccer, do they ever interrupt the presentation of the Super Bowl trophy during the Super Bowl? I mean, during the presentation of the Gold Cup yesterday, the Fox announcers are talking through the presentation, and the presentation should be in English, not in Spanish.
Well, Tim Howard made that very comment, Al, and he's probably going to get in trouble for it, which, again, personally, I think you're absolutely right. The presentation should have been in English and in Spanish. It should have been translated, just like they do for NHL in Canada. They have English and French.
And Sunil Gulati was there for United States Soccer besides that.
U.S., right? We're English-speaking. I don't care what the major population in Southern California is. You're in America. All right. If you want to have Spanish captions, fine. But and then they're talking. The announcers are talking through. They don't even show the presentation. They're talking through the presentation. I didn't care what they had to say. I wanted to see the presentation of the trophy.
Well, unfortunately, that's something I guess we'll have to figure out with Fox Soccer. But I want to bring up something, Al, and I want to get your thought on this. Partially with this whole situation with the Rose Bowl and Mexico having 70,000 fans versus the U.S. having 20,000, I almost want to blame U.S. soccer. Because why are you playing a game, the final, in the Rose Bowl where you know it's going to be Mexico against the United States? That's the two best teams in the region. Why are you giving Mexico the home field advantage?
I'll give you the answer. It's money.
That's right. Why couldn't that game been played in Seattle, or could have been played in Nashville, and anywhere where you're not going to give Mexico the home field? I think that's terrible. I think the U.S. soccer, they were caring more about money than they were about winning the Gold Cup. What do you think, Al?
I hear what.
Al, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What do you think? You think the U.S. Do you think the final should have been played at the Rose Bowl?
No, because that's advantage Mexico, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? The population. What's the population of Southern California? Mostly Spanish-speaking Mexican. Why couldn't
that's
they
right.
have played like up here in Boston at the New England Patriots Stadium, or in New York, or somewhere else, you know, away from the border, neutralized.
Well, New York would have been all Mexicans, too. That was what it was in the 2009 final. Was the whole crowd was Mexicans up in New York.
Who makes these decisions? Is it U.S. soccer? Well, it's a bad call there, Sunil.
U.S. soccer makes those decisions.
Well, U.S. soccer, and maybe I'm sure CONCACAF has something to do with it as well, but U.S. soccer picks the venues. I mean, they could have played in Ford Field. That's where the U.S. played their first match against Canada. That's a seat 65, 70,000 people. And
exactly.
I think they would have exactly. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, Mexico won the match, and we'll just have to see what happens.
You would think after all this experience that these U.S. soccer had, that this should not be, this is not a major. They should know how to make these decisions. This isn't a brainstorm. You know, this doesn't take a rocket science. Don't they think these things through ahead of time?
It's about money. It's about money. And I can understand partially because it is a business, as we keep saying on this show. And, you know, you're guaranteed a sellout when you're playing at the Rose Bowl. It's like with Cowboys Stadium. They had 100,000 people there, and you know, 99% of them were there for Mexico. So,
but, you know, one of the things that it's more important is what Al talked about before. The presentation and everything, you know, should have been done in English because we're in America. And secondly, I think, and most importantly, the question that we need to ask, where the United States team goes from here, because, you know, the pool of players that are coming up are not there. So consequently, you know, if you look at Mexico and how they play and how they do things and how they grow soccer, they're gonna control the CONCACAF for years to come.
I got to tell you, their goals are good. And that last goal that they scored, that individual effort, and he puts it up there in the upper left corner. Tell me that was
Dos Santos,
beautiful.
Yeah.
That was awesome, world class.
It certainly was, but again, at that point in the game, the defense was at sixes and sevens, and as they were ever since Trunadlo was taken out of the game. That was a tactical mistake by Bob Bradley, and I'm sure he will own up to that. But
I say it's time for a change.
Well. But he did. You know,
it's probably going to happen, but we've got to wait and see.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, really.
Yeah.
So anyway,
thank you. Great show.
Yeah, Al, thank you so much for calling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And we're going to go to a break now here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Still waiting on Whitney Engen. And we're also going to have with us Rhinos keeper Neil Kitson to talk about tomorrow night's big U.S. Open Cup match against the Chicago Fire here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, clash.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the 2011 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow evening at Salins Stadium against four-time Cup champions, the Chicago Fire of MLS. Kickoff is at 7:35. Tickets start at just $10 and can be purchased at the Salins Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Come cheer on the Rhinos in their quest to once again win the U.S. Open Cup.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Whitney Ingen will be on in about 10 minutes of time. Well, sorry about the delay on that, and we'll be having Rhinos keeper Neil Kitson in just a moment. We also want to remind everybody that the Rochester Rhinos are doing some special things in the month of July. It's give back to the community month, so a lot of home matches in the month of July, Joe, so go definitely check them out, do something well good for the Rochester community. The Rhinos are going to be helping out with a lot of different charities and things. Go to the Rhinos website, rhinosoccer.com. They have all the details.
I think one of the things that's most important that we can convey to our listener, and perhaps the listener can convey the message to their friends and foes, is that, you know, the Rhinos are a good organization, and you need to come to the stadium and support the team. You know, it's no sense to say that the team's not good, that this and that. The only thing that we know is that they put in a product on the field. The product is good, and it needs to be supported. if they're not supported, we risk the fact that they may, you know, we may not have no soccer.
And there's some big matches this week, Joe.
Especially tomorrow. You know, you got Chicago coming over here for the Open Cup. And I expect at least we have 7,000-8,000 people there.
That's right. This is a team that's won the Open Cup four times. This is a team that takes it very seriously. Frank Klopas certainly does. He was on the field in 1999 for the Fire when the Rhinos beat him at Frontier Field by 1-0 scoreline. So he knows that we're going to have Frank Klopas on in our second half hour to talk about the Fire. I also want to mention the Friday match with the Rhinos against Richmond. Camp Good Days and Special Times is the benefactor, and Veterans Outreach is the benefactor for Sunday's match against Orlando City. So definitely check it out. Every 10% of every group ticket sale, $1 of every full-price ticket sold of the game will go to the charity. So great job by the Rhinos front office to get that set up.
Exactly. And just talking about soccer again, you know, you're talking about Daniel Klopas and
Frank
Klopas. This guy has a lot of experience. He knows exactly what he's doing in soccer. He's played professional, indoor and outdoor. So I expect that he's going to have his players ready for the game tomorrow night, and just like Bob Lilly is going to have the team ready for tomorrow night. So it's going to be an interesting game. But you talk a lot about the home crowd and the 12th man. So we need to be the 12th man in this game tomorrow night. We need to show the Chicago and the community that the Rhinos are an organization that needs to be supported and help them to go to the next round.
Well, the next round would be July 12th, and the likely opponent would be the New York Red Bulls. Now, we know for sure Rafi Marquez will not be here if that happens, because he'll be with Mexico in the Copa America. There's debate on the RhinosZone.com and with some of the fans about whether they'd bring Thierry Henry. If they brought Henry here, they'd have 10,000 people. This is one of the greatest players in this generation.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of Arsenal fans out there, a lot of Barcelona fans out there. They would certainly, I'm sure, come out in droves. And, of course, former Rhino Carlos Mendez, one of the top defenders for the Red Bulls for many, many years. So
and he played in Rochester besides that.
He certainly did.
Yeah.
He's well-remembered.
You look at the relation that we have with in the MLS with the players that played in Rochester. So that indicates that the caliber of soccer that we play in Rochester, with the Rhino has been a good one. So because the players from here, they go to the Major League. So it's important, and I can't stress it enough, that the people tomorrow night, they show up to support the Rhinos and be the 12th men on the field.
It certainly is, and this is important. This is a big game. This is something Pat Erkley has been focusing on for this season, is to make a big run in the Open Cup. Well, it starts tomorrow night against the Chicago Fire, a team that is in the lower half of MLS right now. They're unbeaten in their last seven games. However, it's one win and six draws. The Rhinos are undefeated in their last seven games, six wins and one draw. So you just never know. It all depends also on who they put on the field. We're going to try to find that out from Frank Klopas, who's going to be the players, because they played yesterday against the Red Bulls and drew 1-1. So some of the guys that played 90 minutes, you wonder if they're going to play tomorrow night. That's a big decision for Klopas.
Well, I would assume that he's going to rest some of the players that played yesterday, and he's going to have the second string, if I can say that, start the game, and then depending on how it goes, then he's going to make changes.
Well, there's some very dangerous players on the Fire, that's for sure. I mean, players that Marco Papa, the Guatemalan international, played very well in the Gold Cup alongside Carlos Ruiz. They gave Mexico certainly a great match. He's a very talented player, scored the goal yesterday for the Fire. And we have with us right now, speaking of the U.S. Open Cup and the great run the Rhinos have been having, we're joined now by the sixth leading scorer for the Rochester Rhinos this season, goalkeeper Neil Kitson. Join us, and Neil's appearance is brought to you by the Rochester Rhinos. Again, tomorrow night, the U.S. Open Cup, 7:30 kickoff against the Chicago Fire. 454-KICK is the number to call for tickets. Neil, thanks for being with us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
doing very well. How you doing? You're playing very well lately, and you're turning into a scoring machine from the goal, Neil. I don't think any keeper has done that in a while in this league or in any league.
No, I'm feeling good. Confident. I feel like I'm in form. Any niggles, injuries, or whatever I had, I'm fully over right now. Just feeling our team's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and looking forward to hopefully extending our unbeaten streak tomorrow.
Well, Neil, I got to ask you one question. Did you ever play forward?
Did I ever play forward? Yeah. When I was younger, yes.
What'd you play? What position?
I was a striker when I was younger.
There you go. There you go.
I don't think you scored too many 70-yard goals, though. But obviously, Neil, your job is to keep the ball out of the net, and you're doing a great job. The match against Harrisburg, I mean, they really count. You made the big saves that were needed to be made in that match. And that was really a game that Harrisburg is very experienced in cup play. They've beaten MLS teams as well. So it was, I'm sure, a very difficult match. But the Rhinos really came through. And then Kendall Jagdeo-Singh drawing the penalty and Donatelli putting it away in the 89th minute got us to tomorrow night. So tell us about that Harrisburg game from your perspective and what you had to do to shut down the City Islanders.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough match for us. We played them twice before, both being 1-0 games going out of the way. We knew we had to stick to a game plan that coach put out for us. And we had the first half might have not gone the way we wanted to, but the second half we definitely picked it up and, started playing well and putting passes together and had a couple opportunities on net. We knew that they wouldn't go down without a fight, and they tested us numerous times, but our back line, like it showed in the last couple seconds of the game, we've been defending as a whole during this stretch very well, and credit to them, that's why we haven't given up any goals this year.
I want to ask you a question about the goalkeeping job, of course, but then now I want to call your attention to the game, Mexico United States. Tim Howard, I didn't think he had his best game, and one of the reasons that Andrew and I discussed was maybe because the defense didn't work very well. Is it true that in order to be a great goalkeeper, you got to have a great defense? Is that true?
Well, you have to be able to organize. You have to be able to have that relationship with your defenders, so you can learn each other's tendencies and stuff, and you're comfortable with everything. That's what Coach Lilly always talks to me about. He's always saying that, keep communicating with the back line, always telling them what you want from them or, what I expect them to do. And, when your back line has the confidence in their goalkeeper and vice versa, that's when you get the best out of a team's defense.
What I noticed from you, from the time that you took over the net of the Rhinos, is that you're not a person that makes your defense nervous. You holler and you don't reprimand them. Is it? I think that's a good thing, because in the past, I observed, that sometimes the goalkeepers, they were making the defense nervous because they were calling, they were doing things that, that make the players nervous. I admire that in you because you organize, but you do concrete and you do a good job.
Thank you.
Neil, tomorrow night the Fire come in. It's an MLS side, not only just an MLS side. It's a team that's really based on very technical abilities of a lot of their players. The Marco Papa, Diego Chavez from Uruguay, Dominic Oduro, Patrick Nyarko, both very quick. What are you guys working on that to try to combat a team that is a lot more technical, I think, than teams you probably see in the USL Pro? And do you think that with Troy Roberts and Cuevas Kirk, who have both played in MLS, will that be a help to you guys in the back to try to shut down the Chicago Fire?
Yeah, well, we know it's going to be a difficult test for us, probably the most difficult we've had all season. But, the way that we're going to come out with victory and hopefully, pull up, quote-unquote, an upset is if we play our game that we know how to play, not being, you know, not being worried only about what they do. You know, obviously they have a lot of athletic and skillful players up top, and, you know, they're a deep bench. You know, maybe their record or standing doesn't really show it right now in MLS, but, you know, they are a good side. You know, for us, we just have to play the way we know how to play, the way coach wants us to play, because that's the only way we'll get a win out of this. You know, defensively, we just have to keep everything tight, and, you know, not give any soft giveaways away or soft goals, and try and shut down and limit the amount of chances they have on our goal. You know, that's the only way we're going to be effective.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a big test for you guys, but I know that also this is a big week for you guys, because not only do you have the Chicago Fire tomorrow night, we have two of the best teams in the USL Pro coming in this weekend, the Richmond Kickers with former Rhino Matthew Delicott, and Orlando City, the top team in the league. So how's the team managing themselves, and how's Coach Lilly managing the fact that you've got three tough games within a five-day, six-day period?
Yeah, you know, this is a tough stretch for us, but, you know, lucky for us, you know, due to our hard work and everything, we're actually in a very good run of form, you know, despite, you know, many will say we didn't exactly have the greatest game against Dayton, but, you know, right now in the form that we're having, we got the result, regardless if we scored early in the game or virtually the last kick of the game like we did. You know, we have the balls going our way right now. You know, the fact that we're playing, you know, two of the top teams on the other side of the league, you know, it's a good test for us. You know, we're in good form right now, so, you know, hopefully these next three games we can show that, and hopefully come away with three victories.
Well, you know, it's going to be a big week for the Rhinos. We're all going to be there rooting you guys on with the holiday weekend coming up. There'll be a lot of people, I'm sure, coming down to the stadium to celebrate with the team. And tomorrow night, obviously, it's the U.S. Open Cup, and there's a lot of history between the Rhinos and the Fire in the Open Cup. The Rhinos actually never lost to the Fire. It's a win and a tie, which the Fire ended up winning on penalties in 2005. So it's Joe, I know you're looking forward to it, as am I.
Definitely. And one good thing is that we're playing all those games at home, so there's no travel involved. The players are able to rest and sleep in their own bed and just taking it easy. So I'm looking forward for them to have a great game tomorrow and the other two games as well.
Neil, good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Neil. Neil Kitson from the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Western New York Flash defender Whitney Engen to talk about the Women's World Cup. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1.
And News Power 1040. WYSL. Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit Faber. FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price. Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities, Season, and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Celebrate the 4th of July weekend with the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos play twice over the holiday, Friday night at 7:30 against Matthew Delicott and the Richmond Kickers, and Sunday at 7 against league-leading Orlando City. Rhinos single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni is off for the rest of the show, so I'll be taking it through the second half hour. And hearing the beautiful music of John Mayer in the background, one of the favorite artists of our next guest. She is the defender for the Western New York Flash and a member of our U.S. Women's National Team. Whitney Engen joins us. Her appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. They go back into action on July the 9th, away from home, back at home on July 20th against Magic Jack and Abby Wambach. Number to call, 716-655-PLAY for tickets. Whitney, thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing very good. Actually, just me, Andrew, here. Joe had to take off, unfortunately. He had an important Italian commitment he had to do. So,
okay.
Anyway, Whitney, the matches so far in the Women's World Cup have been very exciting, and I'm very, very impressed by the caliber of play and also the fan support from the German people. They've been great so far.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I've been so thoroughly impressed with the quality of players and of pace and everything. The World Cup has not disappointed so far. I think that Japan, a phenomenal side, so much fun to watch, the way they possess the ball. I think that obviously New Zealand did well to hold off those attacks today, but just the way they play is just so much fun to watch. And, you know, similarly with the other teams that have competed so far, there's just been great soccer, and I think it's fantastic for people in the U.S. ESPN's doing a great job covering it, and I think that I think it's showing that women can play. You know, we're getting some notoriety, and I think that it's really exciting.
I think that the fact that they've been building up to this in Germany for a number of years now, and having the success of the female Bundesliga, it's been very helpful in the preparation and just the crowd. The crowd they had yesterday at that Germany Canada match, it was just like a men's World Cup match. It really was, and you could not tell any difference. And both teams were tremendously prepared. And I got to ask you, though, you watched Christine Sinclair and Candace, of course, and Kelly Parker, but Christine took one for the team in that match. That was just brutal, the way the Hulk there hit her right in the face with that elbow, and no call. But she got them back with a brilliant goal at near the end of the match.
Yeah, well, you know, Sink is obviously a world-class player, and I've had the opportunity to play with her for a few months here in New York. And, you know, I mean, I was not surprised one bit that they panned to her face as she's off the field, and you can just see her mouthing the words, "Let me play." And, you know, that does not surprise me one bit, because, you know, she's just such a warrior, and she battled so hard, and I was so happy that she was able to get that goal. I mean, world-class goal off of a well-placed free kick, and she has been working on that, and you can see that all of her hard work is paying off.
It certainly is, and I know that the Canadians did very well. I think they're now certainly the second favorite in that group behind Germany. You never know with what might happen, but Germany's certainly the clear favorite there. I think today's result with Mexico, that was a big surprise to a lot of people, that the Mexicans, I know it's great for CONCACAF that the Mexicans held England 1-1, so now they're really, anybody in that group I think can win it. It's really wide open.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just a testament to women's soccer and how far it has come in the last, six, seven, 8 years, how these teams have really developed, even in the difference from the last World Cup to this World Cup. I think that the quality of play and the competitiveness of teams is just outstanding. You know, you've got programs that were able to build up in 4 short years. 4 years is not a long time to really develop players, and I just think that the game today was a true testament to that. You know, you've got a very young side in Mexico, and you've got a pretty experienced side in England. And, the game was a battle. It was an absolute battle.
I know that tomorrow we'll all be watching the United States against North Korea. Talk about a young team. There's 10 teenagers on North Korea's team, so it's certainly going to be a test for them. Can they keep their composure against the United States? You've been with these ladies in training camp, Winnie. Tell us about what they think they're feeling right now. Is that tomorrow is just hours away in their first match, stepping on the field in Dresden for the World Cup?
Well, I think that more than anything, the girls are excited. There's been a countdown to the kickoff of the World Cup. I think Pia started 150 days ago, and there's just been that constant reminder of 60 more days, 30 more days. Every time that we're in camp, we see that number. And I think the girls are excited, and I think they're ready. I think tomorrow is going to be so awesome for them just to get the opportunity to put the ball down and play. And I think that when that whistle blows and this World Cup kicks off for the U.S., I think that they're just going to feel like they're going to feel free. That's the best way that I can describe it. You work so hard to prepare, and you want to sit there. It's like studying for a test. You want to sit there and think that you've done everything you can to prepare yourself the best. And at the end of the day, sometimes it just feels good to go out there and just go. And I think that tomorrow, I think that they're going to do very well. I think they're going to stay well disciplined, and in playing a very well disciplined side, that's going to be really important. And Pia's worked really hard with them, and all those girls have put in countless hours. I cannot begin to tell you the amount of work that they've put in, and I believe that tomorrow it's going to pay off.
I think we're all looking forward to seeing the match at the 12:15 kickoff here locally, 6:15 over in Germany. The other games will be Group D will be happening tomorrow not Wednesday. I know we got Marta and Morini in Brazil. They're going to be very, very tough to beat, I think, in that group. And I know that I'm sure the fans are Munch and Gladbach are ready to see the Brazilians and their samba soccer. What do you think about the chances of Brazil in that group?
Well, Brazil's always a world class team, and they're so much fun to watch. Just pure and simple, their love of the game, the way they play, the possession style, the flair. They're fun to watch. They're a team that everybody loves to root for because they just really are able to bring beauty to the game of soccer. So I'm really excited to watch them play. I hope that they are able to bring that together. I've played with a few of the Brazilians, Formiga. I played with them in Chicago as well as Christian, and I've now played with Marta and Maureen. And, they all play just a beautiful brand of soccer, and it's always exciting to get to watch them all play together. Brazil doesn't play too many times throughout the year, and so we don't get the opportunity to watch them. And I think that's another thing for women's soccer, getting the opportunity to watch a team with such a history and such a, just even on the men's side, everybody knows Brazil. And I think that getting the opportunity to watch them is going to be really fun. And at the same time, I do know that Australia has a very young side, and youth can be good and youth can be bad. But I'm thinking that Australia is going to do, I think that they're going to make a run for it. They've got Lisa Devana in there, who's played a couple years in the WPS, and she is just a workhorse, and I've had to defend her a few times, and let me tell you, she's one of the fastest people I have ever come up against. And so I think that she'll create problems for Brazil's back line.
It's going to be an interesting group because Norway, of course, they've won the World Cup before, and then rumors are they did very well in a closed-door match against the United States. So, again, that's a team that certainly needs to be watched. It's like you said, Whitney, it's parity is really coming to the forefront in women's soccer now. It's not just the United States and Brazil and Germany anymore. There's a lot of countries that are really making their mark now, and that just makes for a great tournament. I think for the next few weeks, it's going to be a joy to see the best women's players in the world on the field in Germany in this World Cup.
Couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
But tell us about what's going on with the Flash. I know you guys are doing a week-long camp for the kids. Tell us about that.
So this week we're hosting a camp for, like you said, for youth players and of all ages and skill ranges. And, you know, as players, we're just working with them and spending time talking about tactics and, you know, technique and having a little fun here and there. And we're just kind of, you know, working with the kids and having a great time.
Well, Whitney, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you guys back on the pitch here in Rochester. That'll be on July 20th against Magic Jack, and you have a couple matches, big ones against Philadelphia. They could actually go into first place in the WPS if they beat you guys next week. So it's going to be very tough. I know it's a tough league, but I know you guys will do very well, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here in town very soon. So thanks a lot, Whitney, and say hello to the kids for us.
I will. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Whitney Engen from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be joined by the head coach of the Chicago Fire and former Fire player Frank Klopas here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kujakuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue play in the 2011 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow evening at Salem Stadium against four-time Cup champions, the Chicago Fire of MLS. Kickoff is at 7:35. Tickets start at just $10 and can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Get the complete 2011 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Come cheer on the Rhinos in their quest to once again win the U.S. Open Cup.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that one in seven drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
For tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here taking us home on tonight's show. Don't forget, tomorrow night it's the U.S. Open Cup, the Rochester Rhinos against the Chicago Fire. And listening in the background to the man himself, Mr. Sinatra, talking about the city of Chicago, and someone who's synonymous with soccer in Chicago is our next guest. He played for the Chicago Fire, the Chicago Sting. He was the head coach of the indoor Chicago Storm, and now is the head coach of the Chicago Fire. Very happy to be joined by former U.S. international Frank Klopas. And Frank's appearance is brought to you by the Soccer Shack, where you can get all your MLS gear. 244-1460 is the number. Frank, thank you very much for being on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me on, guys.
No problem. And Frank, how was the trip down from Chicago, and how was your practice go tonight?
No, it's easy trip, obviously, you know. I mean, it's not a long trip, but practice went well. You know, we had a tough game yesterday at home against New York, so we just wanted to come out and do some regeneration with some of the players that played yesterday, and then also get a chance to walk on the field and go through a light training session for the guys to get accustomed to the pitch here for tomorrow's game.
I know that you probably weren't expecting to be in this position for this match, given the fact that the you just came on as coach recently with the leaving of Carlos De Los Cobos, but I know you guys are the Fire is undefeated in their last seven matches. Six of those have been draws, but still you've not lost a match in a long time, and the Rhinos also have not lost in seven matches. So both teams are doing very well right now, and I know that you guys are going to be coming in very strong, and the Fire are always keep the U.S. Open Cup as one of their top priorities. They've won the championship four different times, and that tells you about the commitment of the Fire. So tell us about how you're going to approach tomorrow's match, knowing it, you know, you're going to be on the road here against a hostile crowd here in Rochester.
No, not too for hostile, sure. And then, look, I mean, I know it's going to be a difficult match, and the players know that. It sounds like we're coming in and expecting something different. You know, I happened to be on that team in 99 when we came here and lost to Rochester that went on to win the Open Cup at that time. So we know this is a club that's rich also in soccer history and tradition, and it's going to be a difficult match here for us tomorrow. And, you know, I'm trying to prepare the players mentally for a difficult match, you know. And, you know, from our standpoint, it's like you said, this is a tournament that we take very serious. It's one of the goals that we have set forth before the season to as an objective to win the Open Cup, and it's not going to be easy, but you know, we're going to come tomorrow, and obviously when you play away, if you try to, you know, limit opportunities of the opponent and try to keep a clean sheet, I mean, we've been a team that even in the matches that we've tied, we've been creating opportunities. So if we're able to defend well as a team, I know that we're going to get opportunities to score, and then we just have to be good in the final third when we do get those chances to put them away, because on the road, you know, chances don't come. Sometimes you don't get that many. So the few that you get, you got to make them count.
Absolutely. I know that a number of the fans who have written to me about the match have asked, they don't have a lot of familiarity with the Chicago players. A lot of the famous names from the Fire have gone, like the Blancos and players like that. But tell us about who are some of the players that we should be watching for tomorrow night on the Fire that the fans should be expecting to see some good things from.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new team. I mean, we've changed the team from we have basically 16 new players from last season's team. And, you know, mostly, you know, there's a lot of turnover sometimes with players retiring, with players moving on, with people trying to find the right fit, quality players and the right characters to represent the team. It's a young team, but, I mean, you do have some players that have been around, like, Patrick Nyarko and Marco Papa and guys in the middle like Logan Paas. Players that have been around more than one or two years. But then, you know, we also have younger players that I believe have a lot of talent, like a Jalil Anibaba, who was a first draft pick. Kid Orbaruch, who's a forward that we picked up from Tigris. He's a 20-year-old forward from Israel, and he's got some very good qualities. And Diego Chavez is an international player that we brought this year on. He's a young Uruguayan forward that... technically very gifted, and also a young forward from Colombia, Christian Nazareth, who's more of a target forward. And also, you know, we have a very good young goalkeeper, Sean Johnson, who had a very good season last year and was called into a national team camp. You know, he's young, but a lot of good qualities and a bright future ahead of him. So some young players with some international experience and some young players that don't have as much experience but have a lot of qualities. Obviously, so we're excited about the fact that we're able to keep these guys around and build a team for the future.
I know it's like you guys have the United Nations on your team on your side. You've got about 9 different countries represented, which is always fun for the fans to see a lot of the different players and people from the players you got from Bosnia and Serbia. The Rochester Lancers back in the day had a lot of players from Serbia, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of familiarity there.
We do have a couple. Bratislav Ristic, who's midfield player that's here, you know, and also Josip Mikulic, who's from Croatia. You know, Ristic is an older player with a lot of experience. He's played in many European championship games in Europe, and Mikulic is a younger center back, but also who's been playing in the first division in Croatia for 4 or 5 years. So hopefully some of the fans here in Rochester, the Serbian fans, come out and watch the game and support the game tomorrow night.
It should be a great atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to it, Frank. And I'll say best of luck to the team. I want to see a great match. I think that's what everybody wants to see. And the two matches that the Fire played against the Rhinos have both been very exciting and gone right down to the wire. So
we'll
certainly be watching tomorrow night. Thanks again for being on the show, Frank. We really appreciate it.
No. Thank you for having me on. And, you know, look, this is a place that has a lot of history in soccer, and obviously we're excited to be here. And we know it's going to be a great night for soccer tomorrow night.
Thanks, Frank. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Frank Klopas, the head coach of the Chicago Fire here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Frank and Brendan Hannon, the media guy for the Chicago Fire, along with Whitney Engen and A.J. Cesare from The Flash and Neil Kitson from the Rhinos, along with Dave Selinsky and Eric Trendle. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7:30 kickoff, the Rhinos and the Chicago Fire in the U.S. Open Cup. Rhinos also in action on this coming Friday at 7 p.m. against Richmond and 7:30 and Sunday at 7 against Orlando City. And it's for those 3 matches coming up at Salem Stadium. And the Ravens in action 3 o'clock Saturday against Toronto at Aquinas. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday, July 4th at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your Sports Leader FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.